Chapter 4. I covered a lot of rugged ground that first day. I made it to somewhere near the upper property line, just as Brassard had said. A wall of boulders tumbled against a steep hill. They ranged in size from a microwave to a minivan, and white birches thrust up through the ramparts here and there. I was unwilling to get too close to the dark gaps and shallow caves between rocks, worried that creatures might take offense at my intrusion. It looked like the kind of place that animals hibernated or denned or whatever it was called, and gave birth. I had no desire to startle a she-bear guarding her cubs. Also, I remembered that there were copperheads in Vermont, and these rocks seemed just the sort of place they would hang out. I paused for one uneasy moment at the boulder wall before deciding I had located the upper border precisely enough. I headed back toward the submarine's prow, then cut down the west-facing slope to look for the border with Hubbard's Land. At the bottom, I found an old knee-high stone wall and followed it along. Stretches of rusty barbed wire, deeply embedded in the trees that held them, assured me I had found the property line. By early afternoon, I was getting tired, so I angled back uphill to the flat top where I'd started. That exquisite awareness of small wonders had long since faded. The morning's fresh sun had stealthily faded into a thin, bright, but sullen overcast. My feet were numb, and my shoes thick with mud. My fleece was torn and bristled with burr fuzz. The constant tangling and slipping and fighting with vegetation had made me irritable. More, it made me despondent. I didn't really like the outdoors that much. Buying some land wasn't going to fix what was wrong with me, but I had no other idea what might. Here was yet another example of my inanity. The remorseless engine of self-flagellating introspection started up in me. Enough. I slogged down the tractor trail back to Brassard's farm, unsure whether I should go through with my grand, stupid plan, and distinctly ambivalent about this particular place. I crossed the road and walked past my car to the tractor Ernest had been working on. There was no sign of either man or Bob the dog. I walked to the barn's broad doorway and leaned in. Mr.